Do you hear that? Here it is again. That's a bald eagle. There are maybe a dozen of them, circling high overhead. It's a beautiful thing to see, so much so that you almost forget it's happening over a huge pile of garbage. This is the local landfill in Unalaska, a remote fishing port in the Aleutian Islands. If you've never been to Alaska, the number of eagles here would make your jaw drop. On a busy day, there are hundreds of them. Right now, one of them is perched on a crane over the landfill's garbage baler, looking for a bite to eat.
It just sits up there waiting on rats, but there's no rats around, so...
Jin Chibolin works at the landfill.
We'll scare them off. Clap our hands or either turn the hose on and sees water flying in the air as a fly.
If you're the kind of American who's uncomfortable with somebody talking about your national symbol this way, you might want to turn off your radio for the next few minutes. You see, the bald eagle may be an American icon, but it's also a scavenger. And after watching one eat scraps of rancid chicken out of a dumpster, it's hard to look at the back of a quarter the same way. Steve Downs works at the Unalaska landfill.
When they're over there going through a bale of slop, they aren't quite as majestic looking.
Coastal Alaskans look at eagles the way New Yorkers look at pigeons. The big difference is that the pigeon isn't federally protected. If you kick one off the sidewalk in Manhattan, you don't go to jail. This is tricky for Unalaska's seafood processing plants, another popular eagle hangout. Rocky Caldero is the operations manager at the Unicy plant, the largest processing facility in the port.
Anything you do is going to be considered harassing them, so you just got to keep them away.
Other people have tried to make use of the eagles, with unfortunate results. Caldero remembers when the guys in charge of another plant in town were trying to figure out a creative way to get rid of a few large crates of fish guts. They had the bright idea to take the lids off the containers and just leave them on the dock. I mean, eagles love eating this stuff, right?
Well, a lot of the eagles would collect a big piece of cod entrails or a big cod head, and when they flew off, they'd lose their grip, and you had cod guts and heads falling on cars all over the place because it was so heavy they couldn't take off with it.
So if these birds really are coming back in the lower 48, you might want to invest in a good umbrella. For NPR News, I'm Charles Homans in Unalaska.